Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Barbara Rambisa is here, too. Barbara has become a member of our Brain Trust in the last year or so. She's the founder, CEO, and president of the International Association of Information Technology Asset Managers. And, folks, whether you realize it or not, that organization that I just described, you are a de facto member of it, even if you're not a card-carrying member of it, because you own a small business and you use technology in your work. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
We're glad to have you back. Would you agree with my assessment that even if they're not a card-carrying member of your organization, they're a de facto member because they're managing technical assets? Every business owner, it does, don't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's not a business out there that can survive without technology, which is a lot different than 30 years ago. 30 years ago, we didn't have, the Internet's only 30 years old. So we didn't have to worry about managing IT assets. It's a brand new profession out there in the world of business. If you think about an octopus and the tentacles, technology took over every aspect of a business.
But I'm just thinking about my own company. I have a small business, and I've got I don't know how many dozens of programs on my computer, on my phone, in my network. Dozens and dozens, from the cloud back up to my security system to our productive tools like Adobe and Microsoft and on and on. But it's not just the ones we pay for, is it? Some of them are the free ones that when we accept the free software on our phone, we're becoming implicit by clicking on a box or maybe just by just downloading it. We become at least implicit owners of or users of a software policy. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You never own a piece of software, but you do have to abide by the terms and conditions because all software has a copyright with it. And the publishers have the right to enforce the copyright, but if you don't know what the speed limit is, how do you know how to drive your car?
That's exactly right.
And a lot of times the license agreement does not define what you need to keep. And I don't want you to answer me, but I'll ask you a couple of questions because I think they'll be good for your users. Do you know where every proof of purchase is for all your software?
I will be glad to answer that. I don't know.
Do you know where the proof of purchases are for any upgrades that you did all the way back to the original purchase?
Now, see, I know some of that, but not all that. That's a big question.
Yeah. Do you know what pieces of software auto-renew and charge you that you may not be using anymore?
I know some of that, and there's a person in my office who knows that.
Okay. So these are all, you're a small business, so you don't have, tens of thousands of users out there.
Right.
But if you did, could you imagine if all those different users were purchasing software?
Yeah.
Which brings us into Microsoft.
Yeah, explain why for a small business having all this information is important.
Well, you have to control. We're not CEOs of widgets anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If we think we're CEOs of widgets or financial or whatever the business is, we're not anymore. We have to be CEOs of technology. We got to understand that without technology, we do not have a business.
But why is knowing about those proof of purchases? I mean, I think we all realize it's important to auto-renew and to update, right? That's one of the big things about having the relationship with these software companies and complying with their licenses is they give us these security updates and the technical updates that help us do things better and to stay up to date. Even when they update our phones and it annoys us, we still benefit from that. But why is that important for that we keep up with all that we manage all that?
Well, you need to know what's in your environment. You know, there's the employer is responsible for what's in their environment. So if you have a wild, wild west out there where all employees are just purchasing different software for whatever they want,
right,
you end up with security issues.
Yes.
Compatibility issues.
So what you're saying is it's not so much what you know you're buying for the productivity of your company. You need to make sure your employees aren't downloading a bunch of stuff, even if it's free, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you don't know if there's a security risk there. You don't know if it's going to auto-renew. You don't know compatibility with other programs.
And that's what your organization does, isn't it? Your organization helps people. You do training and best practices, don't you?
We do. We do certifications worldwide, and we have the best practice library, which has been around since 2004.
Have you got something? Have you got something? Platform. Can you tell us how small business owners can access that capability, that support?
Oh, absolutely. It's that on our website. It's IAI, T as in Tom, A, and M as in Mary, .org.
IAITAM.org. And what will they find when they get there?
There's a wealth of knowledge out there. We base everything on knowledge transfer. Some of it's free, right? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, if they have any questions, they can always call us. We're always here for anybody with questions on the IT asset management side.
What would be the benefit of a small business owner joining your organization, becoming a member of your organization?
Managing their company.
Helping you.
You know, again, without the technology, they don't have a company. So if they're not managing that company or that technology, they're not managing their company.
Mm-hmm. So maybe as you grow your business, you probably need to have somebody assigned to the responsibility of being the shepherd of the technology, the acquisition and the upgrades and the management and all that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And probably
absolutely.
A budget.
And then we have
probably a budget too, right?
Budgets, and then we have different legislation coming down, yep. You know, like GDPR.
Oh, yeah, that's
which,
a big deal.
You know, it's data protection.
Barbara, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, there's something going on at Microsoft that's bugging Barbara. We're going to ask her to tell us about why it should bug us. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.